an element that wasn't fully teased out was the fact that while our strength within the qualified majority voting system reduced, so too did the number of areas that were actually covered by the qualified voting majority system. And one of those areas is international trade. And effectively, this means that Ireland has lost its vetoes in very important matters. And I suppose while concern is growing now around the implications and the potential implications of the transatlantic trade and partnership, that's the TTIP negotiations which are currently underway between the European Union and the US of A, that there are serious concerns around that, and unfortunately it means that Ireland has lost its veto.
Are you effectively saying then that farmers could find themselves with disadvantageous conditions being imposed on them because Ireland no longer has the power to stand up in Brussels and say, sorry, we're not going to accept this?
Well, there's a couple of elements in terms of what could potentially come out of the TTIP talks, one of which is that the standards that apply to food could be reduced to such a level that we could see a flood of particularly items like beef coming in from America into the European market. And that, of course, would have potentially serious consequences for the Irish beef sector. There's also the fears around the ISDS system that it will allow major corporations to bypass national governments and get arbitrary decisions that would overrule laws that are made at a national level. And what we're saying is that there needs to be a very proactive element within Ireland from our government, along with our MEPs, working to ensure that the TTIP, if the process isn't stalled at this stage, which I think the evidence suggests that it probably should, well then at the very minimum that we're awake to the potential consequences and that we're playing our part now at this stage. Because a lot of our representatives are saying, well, let's see what comes out of the TTIP negotiations before we make a final judgment on it. The difficulty is that once the negotiations are concluded at the European Parliament level, for example, all we can do is either vote yes or no to the full proposals. We will not have an opportunity to amend it. At a European Council level, as I say, the Irish government's strength is going to be weakened because we have a very low vote and we no longer have a veto over such an important decision that may have huge consequences. So what I am saying is that we, within, as Sinn Féin MEPs, are going to be actively working to ensure that Ireland's voice isn't lost during the TTIP negotiations and other critical decisions that in the coming years. But we also need the government and other MEPs to step up to the mark as well.
The counter-argument was that whereas there may have been a diminution of Ireland's power at council level, there was going to be an increase in power at parliamentary level, and people like yourself and your colleagues in the European Parliament would have more of a say, and ultimately that would give the people more of a say because you're the ones who are directly elected.
Yeah, the European Parliament does have a greater say in many of the decision making processes, but what people need to be mindful of is that the island of Ireland has 14 MEPs in total, including two unionist MEPs in the north, out of a total of 751. So the fact of the matter is that even if every Irish MEP had a voice, an opposition to a particular measure, unless that's in tune with what MEPs in Germany and Britain and Italy and Spain are also saying, then we're probably going to be in a minority. And we have always said very strongly that the European Union should be about member states working together as equals on matters of mutual concern. Unfortunately, the European Union is moving further and further away from that, and it is now reaching the stage where the larger states can effectively bully those that they consider to be on the periphery, including Ireland.